Shostakovich wrote his first violin concerto in 1947 and 48, but the government was again cracking down on arts and culture considered anti-Soviet, and he didn't schedule the premiere for 7 years. Georgian violinist Lisa Batyashvili was born 4 years after Shostakovich died, but was introduced to the composer and his story when she was a very young child.
Shostakovich's picture was hanging in my father's room. It was the only picture hanging.
The daughter of musicians, Lisa grew up listening to Shostakovich's music.
Shostakovich was kind of a hero of every post-Soviet musician or Soviet musician because he was the person telling the Soviet story better than anyone else.
She now performs his music, including the violin concerto.
Yes, I mean, this is one of the strongest pieces of the 20th century for me personally. It gives a full picture about the life of a human being in the Soviet Union at its most difficult times and the communist times.
Among his many compositions, Shostakovich wrote 15 symphonies, 15 string quartets, multiple works for piano, chamber ensembles, and film, as well as opera, ballet, and vocal music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.